Oh, we're in.
Oh, perfect. There we go. Can you hear me?
I don't think I can hear you through the call. Wait, let me turn this up.
Sure.
Oh, now I can hear you. It turns out my volume was sensed.
Awesome. So, that's pretty exciting. We can finally do our podcast again. All right. Well, welcome to the Genius Bar. My name is Miles.
And my name is Noah.
And after some very our fourth episode about the Apple September event.
Yes.
So, I think we have a little bit to cover, and so we should probably get straight started, yeah? All right. So, the first thing we have to talk about is the Apple, well, let's just go by saying Apple released a video, or I'd say a video about their, or a live conference, that's better. A live conference about something they're doing that's kind of new, just like an update of their products that will be available soon. So they covered a few like different new things for the Apple Watch, a new few things for the iPad, and a lot of new software stuff. So, why don't you take the reins on this first one, which is the Apple Watch and its solo loop?
Watch has changed quite a bit. So now they have an Apple Watch SE, which is supposed to be a lot cheaper. I mean, it's still expensive because I mean it's Apple, but it's a lot
Right.
cheaper. It has a new band called Solo Loop, which instead of getting bands that you adjust, you buy a single band that fits you. So you have to determine a size, and it just looks a lot cleaner,
Which is a
which
little
is nice.
ironic that they're releasing something like that 15 times. Where it's like, all right, come try this on. You're going to wear six different bands at, like, the store. And it's like, But we'll see how they pull that off.
They also now have a family plan, which, or I think it's family plan, it's something like that. But essentially what it is it allows you to have your Apple Watch, like you can give it to your kids. It has its own phone number and everything, so they can call, but you have all control over it because they don't need a phone for it.
Right.
Because as usual, Apple Watches, you get them, you connect them to your phone, and that's how everything works. But the Apple Watch is kind of becoming more and more like a phone on your wrist, I think.
Yeah, I would agree with that actually. It is. It's becoming a lot more powerful. It's kind of like the evolution we saw from like the iPad to the MacBook. The iPad's just becoming sort of like that.
Now,
So
there's also Apple One, which
that's
I don't know
pretty
much
much it.
about, but
That's pretty much it. That's a really good summary of that. Next, we have Apple One. Apple One was like this. Let's see, how would I describe it? Apple One is a system in which, or like, it's a. Let's look it up. I
a
don't
big
know how to describe.
subscription service.
There you go. It's a subscription
Like
service.
getting
Now,
everything
Apple
in
One,
one.
yeah. So Apple One is a bundle. It's a subscription bundle, and it's like, oh yeah, okay. It's got Apple Music, Apple TV, Apple Arcade, Apple News, iCloud, and Apple Fitness Plus. So Fitness Plus is brand new. It's a whole fitness experience powered by Apple Watch and stuff. It also includes more space for iCloud, Apple News, and your other like fun Apple services and stuff. So,
Essentially, lots of subscriptions in one,
yeah, it's a
which is why
bundle
it's called
subscription.
one.
So if you want all of
And
them, you can.
so another really exciting part though is the Apple iPad Air that they released, the new version.
Yep, that's the best part.
I find
That
it's a
is.
really weird new device because it's
Yep.
crossing between the like iPad, the original, and iPad Pro, because they got rid of the home button, but they're still using Touch ID on that little top button on the top.
Right.
It's like it's in a transition phase.
Yeah. They have, yes, exactly. And it's becoming a lot more like the iPad Pro. It's got the different design where the corners aren't rounded anymore. It's all like kind of a square. It looks really good. It has support for Apple Pencil 2, has support for the Magic Keyboard, the new Magic Keyboard. So it's a big deal, and it's got a much faster processor. It's got like the let's see, it's got, there it is, first thing you press. Pulling it up right now. So it's available in 256 gigabytes of space, either $600 or $750 is a pretty good price to run you. Wi-Fi or Wi-Fi and cellular. You can add an engraving. I personally am going to engrave "Okay, Boomer" in mine. Let's see here.
Also comes in tuning colors, which are like the green one. It's like
It's
a
called
minty
green.
green, kind
Yeah, one's called green, and the other is
of.
called sky blue.
Sky blue.
If you're gonna get one, which one are you gonna get? What color?
If I could get one, I would probably pick. I think I'd have to go for green.
I'm gonna go for the silver one with like the white, just because it matches all my other stuff. Yeah, okay. All screen design. It's got a 10.9 inch liquid retina display, which can be a pro and a con, because the pro is it's got a 10.9 inch screen, which is really good. Like, I have a 9.7 inch iPad that I work with, and it's pretty small. A 10.9 inch is really good. The only problem is it's not available on any other screen sizes. So take what you want from that. Take what you will. But it's got A14 Bionic chip featuring amazingly fast CPU and graphics performance, which will be really cool to see. Touch ID is integrated into the top button. A 12 megapixel back camera with focus pixels and 7 megapixel FaceTime HD camera with improved low light performance. Interesting. Not as good as the iPad Pro this year, but that's because that's a Pro model and this is an Air model. I think we'll still get some good photos off this thing. So that's pretty cool.
And also, I mean, what percentage of people are taking iPads around for that? I mean, if you're gonna take a photo, usually you'll take your phone or something.
Exactly, yeah.
Although it will be good enough for like all those school or work calls you have to do, so.
Those and the whole system where it's like, okay, I gotta scan this document. That's why you'll have a camera there and stuff like that.
Well, something else this reminds me of is so we were watching this live with you, like we're doing a FaceTime, we're watching this live,
Yeah.
and I'm on my Chromebook doing my work, and it keeps on saying
Oh no.
six times faster than your average Chromebook, and it's constantly saying that
And
as I'm.
you just see them just smile when they say it. It's just a full-on drop roast on Chrome. And I remember we saw that and we go, yes, like we just started laughing because it was awesome. It was hilarious because they just totally put Chrome right out of the spot. They're like, and these are six times faster than your new Chromebooks now. And it's like, yes, they finally dropped it. It was the weird. They tend to do that kind of stuff though, where they just drop little subtle things, even when they're big. I remember last on WWDC, they just dropped in like, oh yeah, Mixer died. Like, Mixer, for those of you who don't know, it's like Twitch. It's like a streaming thing, and so you have like Mixer and Twitch, and a lot of people use Mixer. And it was someone, or they just dropped in like, yeah, Mixer died. And it's like, wait, what? So you have all these streamers moving to that. Not the point. The point was like they just dropped stuff, but it was funny. Anyway, it has support for Apple Pencil second generation, which is really nice. I like the second generation better. A little shorter, no cap, so you don't have to destroy your pencil accidentally. And
Yeah,
the bottom,
it's a
it
lot
feels like a
cheaper.
pencil. and it's compatible with the Magic Keyboard and Smart Keyboard Folio.
So now
This one comes
it's
with a 20-watt USB power adapter, a USB-C charge cable. That's why they moved to USB-C and the iPad.
yeah.
So you can also compare the models here. Price-wise, you go iPad starts at 329, iPad Mini starts at 400, Air starts at 600, iPad Pro starts at 800. I can compare all these, which is the iPad Mini has a 7.9-inch Retina display, A12 Bionic chip,
Tiny
compatible
too.
with Bluetooth keyboards, compatible with Apple Pencil first generation. 10.2-inch Retina display goes to the iPad, normal. A12 Bionic chip, compatible with Smart Keyboard, compatible with Apple Pencil first generation. Then you have your new iPad Air, starting at $599. 10.9-inch Liquid Retina display, A14 Bionic chip, compatible with Magic Keyboard and Smart Keyboard Folio, and compatible with the second generation Apple Pencil. The iPad Pro, however, starts at 800, comes in 12.9-inch and 11-inch Liquid Retina display with ProMotion, A12Z Bionic, compatible with Magic Keyboard and Smart Keyboard Folio, and compatible with the Apple Pencil. So the real differences you're going to get between the Air and the Pro are size of screen, camera, and chip. Otherwise than that, they're pretty similar.
So unless you need some beastie to do like lots of harder work, you would be fine with the iPad Air. You could probably even, as long as you're not, if you don't need the keyboard or Apple Pencil, you could probably even just do the iPad.
Looking right now, the other cool thing you can do is get a whole bunch of deals on these devices if you're a student. If you, let's see here, if I buy the Mac or the iMac, no, not the iMac, dang it, the iPad, it goes from, well, you can get an iPad Pro for $479, which is pretty sweet. And you get Apple Pencil for $90, which is nice. So, quite a bit of good stuff there. I personally am going to trade in my iPad and get some store credit for it, which would be nice to get towards my new one. But yeah. Next we have the Apple
No,
Fitness. No, the Apple Fitness. No. Whatever that. The no charger bricks. Okay. Why don't you talk about this one? This one scares me.
So now, well, from basically forever, whenever you got an Apple product, you always get your charger brick. Like the little brick that is the adapter from the normal wall plug into your USB to connect everything through. But now they're officially gonna stop putting in charger bricks in order to be better for the environment, I think the reason was. And I understand why, because now like almost every household has charger brick, like the little bricks, almost every household has them. And you can, I was looking it up, you can find like a pack of five on Amazon for like $10.
That are faster than
But
Apple.
it's just one of those, It's just one of those things that's like, if you're someone that's never had an Apple device, it could be annoying. Because like, if you want the official Apple one, and you go onto their website, it costs like, I don't think it's that cheap. I think it's like $20 at least. But it's something around that price range.
And
So
if you don't
it's
have one, Apple's gonna make another $30 off the people that don't have one. It's fine. It'll work okay. But still, they're removing the charger bricks. That's a big thing. So.
And they're also planning to go 100% carbon by 2030.
Yeah, that's a big change. Like he said, though, everyone has charger bricks laying around their house. So yeah, it was a pretty short event. I mean, it was like an hour long, but for was well, the video was longer, but the content they wrote was pretty short. Yeah, that's shit, honestly. Bit of a
Mm
shorter episode today. Do you want to give them a tech tip today?
Let's see if I have one on
Do
hand.
the files, the how to change your folders. That's cool.
Oh, yes, that's actually a good one. So there's a way that if you just want, like, lots of people don't like how the ugly blue folder on a Mac. So what you can do is I'm just going to pull up a new folder. But what you do is you start by looking up onto the internet whatever you want. You look up a PNG image or just an image with no background. You can have one with a background, but it will not look as good. Then what you do is you double click it and you open and you copy and paste the image. And once you've done that, you go into your fol you double click your fol folder and you click get info. And you're going to, there's two things on that. There's the big folder and the little folder. And one of the folders is way up in the corner. So what you're going to do is you're going to click on that little folder and click Command V. And then
Which
this,
is paste, right?
yeah, so it should make it so that that folder has now turned into whatever you want. So what I personally did is I turned them all into the old Rainbow Apple logo, but you can turn it into whatever you want. And they make it look a lot better than just the boring little blue folders.
Right. So. That's pretty cool. I'm gonna use that definitely. But yeah. So I wanna talk about one quick thing before we go, and that is our seasons plan here. So this is the second to last episode we've decided of season one of the Genius Bar. It's pretty exciting. We're gonna have 5 episodes in the first season. The second season, we're gonna talk a bit about coding, which I think is gonna be really cool because that's something we've both taken an interest in. The third season we're gonna do are on the weekends, which is going to be just Noah. And the fourth season is gonna be the Genius Bar on the weekends, which is just me. And then the fifth season we'll do like a reunite for 5 seasons, kind of do something just like this, do this again. Also, we might be doing a League of Legends podcast soon, so we'll announce that in the next one if we do it. But yeah. So, thank you for listening. I've been Miles.
And I have Noah.
And that was the Genius Bar. Thanks for listening, guys.